Today's episode of Wine Time Fridays is brought to you in part by our friends at Studio 107, Revora, and Eternal Wine.
Are you a Rhone Ranger or just really love Syrah? Then you need to check out Eternal Wine. Their focus is on single vineyard Rhone Valley wines in Washington State. Visit eternalwine.com for more information or simply call 509-240-6258. Eternal Wine. Drink wine. Be happy.
There's a new winery making a splash in Idaho, Revora. Producing some of the best estate wines Idaho has to offer, Revora, spelled R-A-V-A-U-R-A, now has a tasting room in Coeur d'Alene to go with their Julietta tasting room. Visit revora.com for more information.
At Studio 107 in the heart of downtown Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, we believe that small towns deserve great wines too. Come join us in our wine bar and gallery for an afternoon or evening escape. For more information, simply visit studio107cda.com.
We should talk a little bit about some of the wines we enjoy. Or should we do the wine time, the social web wine word of the week?
Yes.
Should we do that?
Go ahead.
Okay, I gotta get it up on my screen.
You may want to edit that.
Or put it on the front.
It's been a long week, right? Are you ready to wind down? Why not? It's time for the Wine Time Fridays podcast with Shelley and Phil. Neither are sommeliers, but both have a deep passion for life, each other, and of course, delicious wine. And now, here to talk about this week over a glass of wine is Shelley and Phil. It's wine time.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Wine Time Fridays with Shelley and Phil on this Friday, July 21st, 2023, episode 170. We just crossed over into another 10.
Wow.
Happy Friday, Shelley. It's wine time.
Happy Friday.
Oh, let's open this right away. So this is a last minute thing. We'll probably put it in the show notes, but this is for my daughter and Brian. From Italy, sent to me to California, which I then brought up from California to North Idaho. So Italy to California to Idaho. It is a sparkling rosé that they had when they were in Tuscany.
Tenuta Casanova Zik Rosé. I can't pronounce that. Z-I-J-K.
Look at these glasses.
Yeah. Those are cute.
So Shelley got these glasses for me as a gift very recently.
They're double walled. They're made by Corksicle. So that you don't warm your sparkler up.
That's all the sparkler you get.
That's all right.
So it's so funny when you pour because sparkler will bubble up.
Woo.
You want a little bit more?
No.
Wow, okay. I'm having a little bit more. This is doubling as our reception wine, as well as our, I think we'll feature this. It'll be fun. Yeah, let's do it. To health, wealth, and abundance. Gratitude, romance. Welcome back to the States, Lindsay and Brian, and
peace on earth.
Ooh. That doesn't ting, does it?
It doesn't ting.
It's got these little flat places on the side of the glass that'll help you hold on to them, I guess. But because they're double-walled, it'll stay cooler longer.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Mm-hmm. That's fizzy.
It's very fizzy. They spent a whole day. Well, they spent probably multiple days, but they really were. They sent us 5 bottles.
They did, yeah.
Or maybe 6. One of the two. I've got them down there on the double opt-in shelf, if you've heard us talk about that.
Soon you forget.
Well, I know.
It's the rosé of Sangiovese. No surprise, though, right?
No surprise at all.
It's Italian.
Yeah, so this is fantastic. I really thought it would be fun to kind of – we didn't have a reception lined up, so this I thought it would be fun. And we get to use these glasses for the first time.
Yeah. We were going to test out if they were – better or different in this one, and opposed to using the one wine glass.
We will do that. We are going to do that. I just really, I wanted to use those. Okay.
A little hard to drink from that.
Really?
I kept bumping my nose.
That's not funny. Why am I laughing? Anyway, let's see. Tuesday is Wine and Cheese Day.
So we've got cheese.
We have cheese. And cheese Thursday, not baby cheeses.
Not baby cheeses.
Thursday is Shiraz Day. And so we have two Shirazes. Shelley, I don't know how, did you do any research on any of these Shirazes?
A little bit.
Okay. Do you know where one of them is from?
Yes,
I do. I didn't put those on
one
the show
of
notes.
One is from my favorite place
exactly.
for Shiraz.
McLaren Vale. But we're not starting with that one. We're going to start with the other one, which is from Barossa Valley. It is this 2018 Glatzer Bishop Barossa Valley Shiraz. And there's that. I'm not getting up on YouTube to do that. We're not even using an opener tonight. You ready? Oh, sorry. There we go. I'll just pour your glass right there.
And does okay. that mean it's a bad wine? No.
Nope. Does that mean that 98%?
Australia tends to not use corks.
There are some winers now that have gone back to corks, but not very many. Okay, so let's go ahead. Do we do another proper toast? I don't.
No.
Okay.
Cheers. In.
Oh, yum.
Cheers. Why don't I hear music?
I don't know. Really? I'll bet that's Allie outside. Okay, we're going to sip this.
That's good. I like Shiraz. I was very dark berries, fruity. Whoops, there goes my phone.
We are just a chocolate mess on this episode so far.
Really, we are. So this is from the Barossa Valley in Australia. 100% Shiraz. You'll get some cloves. They're saying cloves, nutmeg, five spice. So five spice is Sichuan peppercorns, star anise, cloves, Chinese cinnamon, and fennel seed. So I would expect some licorice flavor on the nose, and dark fruits and cut plums.
I did a Bard search for food pairings for both Barossa Valley and McLaren Vale. And it shouldn't surprise you to find out they're very similar. Mm-hmm. But there were some differences. So on the Barossa Valley, grilled or roasted meats, spicy foods, blue cheese, chocolate, barbecue, and game meats. Okay. And then we'll get to the McLaren Vale, which is almost identical, just a couple of little different things. But we've also got some cheeses. So we have these spread out. It's very fancy.
Is it?
Well, I don't know. I printed out the names. We have
Halloumi.
Halloumi. Okay. Parmesan, Gouda, blue cheese, and then you can read the last one there.
Manchego.
You know, we had the Parmesan already in the house. There we go. But I picked them up from Fred Meyer. Patty in the Murray cheese section, very helpful. Very, very helpful. And so let's try some of these, shall we? We both should be having a knife, I guess. But let me just do this. Here's a little halloumi for you.
Halloumi really is a grilling cheese. And because of its high melting point, you can put it on the grill. And it's sort of like a marshmallow. It comes out crusty on the outside and melty on the inside.
That sounds delicious.
So we learned about this cheese because we had two, I think Blue Apron and HelloFresh had a recipe that featured grilling cheese. It was good. So kind of salty because it's soaked in brine.
Okay, what did you try? You tried the
halloumi.
Halloumi, okay. I'll try that too. Wow, that's so loud.
That is very loud. I thought you broke something.
Me too.
So
it's it is salty. Wow.
Yeah, because it's made in brine. It's usually made out of goat's milk or sheep's milk or a mixture. And it can be made out of cow's milk. I didn't look to see which one this was. It seems like cow's milk. And it's similar to mozzarella, they say, but I don't really think it is. It doesn't have that stringy thing, you know, like you can do with string cheese.
Is this the squeaky cheese? They had something describing squeaky cheese. I think that's this. It just squeaked in my teeth.
It's kind of rubbery.
Yeah. I'm not liking the texture. The taste is okay. It's not pairing well with this wine, I don't think. But we're going to be grilling it at some point because this sounds really fun to do that. And we also have some salami down here, which will taste real good with that Shiraz.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not sure I like it either with the Shiraz.
Oops. In a few minutes, you'll hear our alley alarm go off because we want to make sure we're doing okay with the...
We better hurry.
We better hurry, yeah. Okay.
Next wine.
Next wine?
Oh, next cheese. All right.
So did you get some Parmesan?
No.
Here's some Parmesan.
Thank you. You needed a separate plate.
Yeah.
See, not fancy at all.
Nope. Parmesan with this. Okay, that's better. I like that better. And then I'm going to tell you something. Here's the Gouda.
Now I have to take like six sips.
I know. I won't be finishing your wine on this episode. So, the Gouda, man, that's creamy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a nice Gouda. It's a nice Gouda.
It's a Gouda.
I'm going to tell you what I'm really looking forward to is that blue cheese. It's Roquefort blue cheese. It is so soft.
It's a really good blue cheese.
Yeah. Here we go. My goodness. Shelly, I used to hate blue cheese.
Now you love it?
I really love it. Almost the stinkier, the better with the blue cheese, because it's really pungent, right? Oh, thank you. How did you do that?
With my hands.
Wow, look at you. Let me sip with the blue cheese. I shouldn't have put that whole bit in my mouth. I did, though. And the Manchuca?
Manchego.
I've never even heard of that cheese before. That's the one that came in. Oh, no, the halloumi came in with a food kit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And was this one supposed to go with all these?
Yeah. I didn't actually do a separate search for the different regions like I did with the food. Because we've never really done a Shiraz only tasting, I did pull two out of our cellar. This one we got from the Culinary Stone this January. It's a $75 Shiraz. So it's not an inexpensive wine. Again,
wines from Australia, Shiraz, are a little more expensive.
Yep. But this was one of two bottles, and we're on the $100 level, wine club level. So, you know, I mean, I don't know what the other wine that came
probably
with.
A Pinot Gris at the price point of like 25-ish.
It's hard to say. The $75 is what I pulled up, you know, on Vivino, which is a great segue into some wine apps. Can we talk about wine apps real quick right now?
Go ahead.
Okay.
I thought we talked about that last time. No.
I just wanted to go through some certain wine apps, kind of more, I'm going to tell you, there's an AI wine app that I just signed up for today. I didn't even know about.
An AI wine app?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So we've got Delectable, Wine Spectator, Cellar Tracker, Wine Searcher. There's one called, I think it was called Wine Circle. They changed it to Preferably. And then
it's called Preferably.
Yep. And then Tipple and Vivino. The last one we use almost exclusively, but that Preferably is an AI one. And I'm curious about that. But
what will it do differently?
Well, it will learn, really learn your, what you like, your tastes and things like that.
And taste profile.
And here's the thing. They're using AI in other apps anyway, but this one is an exclusive. It's a patented AI. Again, I just downloaded it. I haven't played with it at all. And so we'll talk a little bit more about these things when we come back from this break.
If you're looking for a place to wind down in a friendly and inviting atmosphere, Studio 107 in the heart of downtown Coeur d'Alene is the place to go. Studio 107 features award-winning wines, craft beer, fine art, custom jewelry, delicious tapas, and live music. Hosting a party? Make Studio 107 your choice for your next special event or private party. Studio 107 will work with you to create a fun, unique, and personalized evening of wine tasting. And take your wine enthusiasm and knowledge to another level by joining our Studio 107 Wine Club. Our wine club brings you exciting and exclusive wines from cellars around the world. You'll have access to exclusive Club 107 tastings and special events with winemakers from amazing wineries monthly, as well as receive additional discounts on wine and jewelry. At Studio 107, we believe that small towns deserve great wines too. We invite you to join us in our wine bar and gallery for an afternoon or evening escape, or visit studio107cda.com for more information. Let sommelier, wine enthusiast, and winemaker Brad Binko and Eternal Wines take you on a tour through Washington State that will have you quickly thinking of the Rhone Valley in France. As Binko likes to say, he is a sommelier turned winemaker, and he has personally crafted two different brands under one roof, Eternal Wines and Drink Washington State. Eternal Wines are single vineyard wines, very small production, but very high quality, lots from Washington's best vineyards. Drink Washington State is single AVA wines and is the bigger of the two labels and is considered a more ready-to-drink style of wine. If you are a Rhone Ranger or just really love Syrah, you owe it to yourself to try these wines. Located in one of the five incubator houses in the Airport District in Walla Walla, Washington, Eternal Wines is making a statement in Washington wine. For more information or to order some Eternal Wine for yourself, please visit eternalwine.com or simply call 509-240-6258. Eternal Wine. Drink wine. Be happy.
There's a new winery making a huge splash. Revora. Revora is an Idaho winery producing some of the best estate wines Idaho has to offer, using fruit that is grown along the Clearwater River, perched gently on a vineyard-covered hillside with breathtaking views of the Clearwater River Valley just 15 minutes east of Lewiston. The Revora Tasting Room provides an idyllic setting for enjoying their wines while soaking in the surrounding natural beauty of the Lewis Clark Valley AVA. And now you can savor Revora wines in North Idaho, too. Revora, spelled R-I-V-A-U-R-A, now has a tasting room in Coeur d'Alene with live music most every Friday night. And you're going to want to check out their event facilities, too. Whether it's weddings, birthdays, company retreats, or any other kind of party you can think of, Revora is the place for you. There is the Revora Clearwater Room, the Brewery Bowl Room, and the Event Barn in the Vineyard, among others. If you're looking for the best-kept secret for delicious wines and views, you owe it to yourself to check out Revora. Visit revora.com for more information or simply call 208-276-3245 in Julietta or their new tasting room in Coeur d'Alene at 208-667-1019.
Hello and welcome back to Wine Time Fridays. I'm going to require that Shelley brings us back in at least one time each episode because it brings such a smile to my face. And that will be a part of my happy dollars at Rotary. Speaking of Rotary, we do have our Rotary on the Rocks, Brewery Olympics, and Root Beer Olympics, August
5th.
That's right.
Saturday.
We have so many things. August 5th is the Brewery Olympics up at Outpost Brewery from 3 to 6. Still get your early bird tickets. And then the grand opening for the Business Zone is the 10th, which we'll...
August 10th.
August 10th, yeah. We would love to see... Look, it's a really cool thing that Next Level Consulting is doing. And... we won't get into it. You'll see a link in the show notes.
It's shared workspaces.
Yeah, and more of a protected one. It's secure.
Very secure.
Yeah, you can go there, have a meeting, and not worry about people overhearing some sensitive information in the conversation. So it's a very cool thing. Let's open. Oh, okay. Okay, this I did this on purpose. Look.
A dump bucket?
It's not a dump bucket because we are going to probably want to compare. So we have a shared glass.
Shared germs, too.
Wow. Sorry. Shared germs. That's not very nice. It's kind of rude. Okay. This is a 2019 Reserve Shiraz from McLaren Vale.
Yay.
And this is Montera.
Montera. And it's less expensive, isn't it?
Yeah, $45. That was through a last chance sale at Wine Library. But I put the actual retail price on it. So I think we paid $20 for this or something. Yeah, it was one of those really good values. I can't wait to try this one, actually. Because I know we love McLaren Vale. Hashtag cheersing.
Cheersing.
That's
much cheersing
better.
Loudly.
Well, does it deliver?
Mm-hmm. It's really nice. So I think, I don't know this for sure, but I would say McLaren Vale probably has more fruit forward. It's more fruit forward. I think probably... Barossa is more spicy, maybe a little bit, not as fruit forward. They're saying on the nose, dark fruit, vanilla, cocoa, cumin and violet, cedar and spice box. And on the palate, currant, blueberry, blackberry, definitely blackberry.
So... the food pairings for this, again, very similar to the Barossa Valley. You've got your grilled or roasted meats, spicy foods, blue cheese and chocolate, but also hearty stews.
Hearty stews. The other one would be fine with hearty stews.
One would think. I'm not getting a huge difference on this.
Really?
And especially on the nose, I'm really not.
Same grape, so.
It's the same grape. It just obviously different terroir, different region. You can just reach there and get your Parmesan. Really not.
My so goodness. Loud. I definitely get a difference in this McLaren Vera one being more fruit forward.
I don't want to make that loud noise again, but I did it anyway. It scared the dog.
She jumped right off the chair.
During the 4th of July, any of the popping, Lucy just like looked right in our eyes and just kind of came right up and then nestled right next to our legs. She wasn't a big fan, as many dogs do not like the big fireworks. While we're tasting through this, I will go a little bit more in detail on these apps. Delectable, a social media app for wine lovers. You can use it to explore wine, share your tasting notes, and connect with other wine enthusiasts. Okay, I think that's pretty cool. Wine Spectator, not only is it a well-respected wine magazine, as I have a taste of this Gouda, it also has an app, and it provides access to Wine Spectator's ratings, reviews, and articles. You can also use it to search for wines by region, grape variety, and price.
So this one was rated 96 by Sam King of Wine Orbit. 96? That's really good.
It is really good. We need to do an episode on wine ratings.
We do.
On labels. All sorts of things. I'm loving this Gouda, by the way. This Gouda is really better than Gouda. It's great up. Cellar Tracker, another wine app, is a wine tracking app that allows you to store information about your wine collection, which is nice. But Vivino does that too. You can also use it to find wine recommendations, track prices, and read reviews. Wine Searcher is a wine price comparison app, which isn't bad. You can use it to find the best price for wine, regardless of where it's sold. So that's...
I wonder if Wine Library last chance sales would show up. Probably not.
I don't think so, because it's a text thing. Preferably, like I said, used to be Wine Ring. The patented artificial intelligence tech learns your preferences and evolves with each use. Very interested about this one. Just rate anything you taste. Let the app do the rest. It will track likes and dislikes, curate recommendations, and even suggest gifts for other users with whom you connect.
That's interesting.
Two more. Tipple. Learn to taste wine like the pros. Submit a photo of what you're drinking, and the app will guide you through an analysis of what's in your glass. That's kind of interesting.
Okay. Yeah, that's kind of fun.
Complete with final tasting notes that you can share on social media or save for yourself later. Like I said, though, Vivino is what we use. And I'm telling you, we actually can download or upload, whatever. It will give us a file of what's in our cellar.
True. Mm-hmm.
And that, it was really cool. We haven't gone through and double checked because it's not lining up. It's showing we have more wines than I know we have. Because sometimes I forget to, you know, hit drink.
Track them out.
Yeah. So anyway, so there's some wine apps for you to take a peek at. I'm going to probably look at Tipple, and I've already downloaded Preferably. So, and we use Vivino literally every day. Okay. Sure. So, by the way, Vivino is how Cuvée Collective found us.
That's right.
Yeah. So... let's
see. Could be found too.
You could be found too. But do you want to be? That's the question. Let's see. What else are we, I haven't tried the blue cheese with this. Thank you. Okay. What are you thinking so far with these two? Oh my God, that blue cheese is so good. What are you thinking with these two wines?
Which one I like the best?
Mm-hmm.
You know.
You like the McLaren Vale?
Mm-hmm.
I just said McLaren Vale.
With a gooey blue cheese mouth.
I know.
This blue cheese is really creamy. Not the typical blue cheese. So not crumbly, very creamy. Very yummy.
Yeah. This McLaren Vale is perfect with that blue cheese. It's really good. Should go back and visit the Barossa Valley.
The Barossa Valley is also good, just a little bit different.
Mm-hmm. No, it's good wine, but that McLaren Vale Shiraz really paired well, I think, with that blue cheese. Yeah, so the Barossa Valley is just a little, I don't want to say smoother because that implies better, but it's really soft.
More complex?
I don't know if it's more complex. It's just really soft. And I clearly didn't pour myself enough of the McLaren Vale, so I should do that real quick. We should talk a little bit about some of the wines we enjoyed. Or should we do the wine time, the social web wine word of the week?
Yes.
Should we do that?
Go ahead.
Okay, I got to get it up on my screen.
You might want to edit that.
Or... put it on the front. Okay. So the social web wine word of the week is biodynamic wine. That'd be a good one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No?
Yes.
Okay. A wine produced according to the guidelines of the Biodynamic Farming and Gardening Association, which follows a holistic, ecological, and ethical method that forges synthetic chemicals
forgoes.
It's not forges.
They don't forge it.
That forgoes synthetic chemicals or additives, which we love. And think of this kind of like organic plus.
Organic plus. So yeah. Biodynamic wines might be good for people who are sensitive to like some of the sulfites and things they add.
I think that McLaren Vale is a little bit more complex. That's what I think.
No, you said it wrong.
The McLaren Vale?
You said this was more complex.
I didn't say that was more complex.
You said that was more smooth and soft. I said just, complex.
Yeah, you said, yeah.
I don't know. Okay.
Because I don't think it's complex. It's just very easy drinking. Not that this is not easy drinking, the McLaren Vale, but I believe it to be a little bit more complex. Okay. Some wines that we enjoyed this week. I'll go ahead and go through these.
So many.
Because I can say all of them. The J. Lohr Chardonnay. And we also had a Waterbrook Chardonnay. Hadn't had that for a while. It was nice. I enjoyed that. Mm-hmm.
Waterbrook is from Walla Walla.
Yes. And we are going to get the winemaker from Waterbrook on. By the way, they make a whole lot of wines at Waterbrook. Yeah. Revora Grenache. That was fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Was go very good. Visit them down there. Oh, they're one of our sponsors today. And a 2004 Ramon Bilbao Rioja.
A 2004.
Yes. And you heard us talk about this 2 weeks ago with Ethan Lillis from the Culinary Stone. And he said, you may want to open that.
Yeah.
It was, and so we did.
It's a good thing we did. It wasn't bad.
It
wasn't over the top, I mean.
No, it was really good. By the way, Shelley doesn't know this, but we did finish the bottle last night. Well, there's a I don't think we should trust that to stay overnight is one of the things. I know that sounds like a really, really good excuse, but it was really good. And we had a poopy Thursday yesterday. We're not going to get into it, but poopy. We were mad yesterday. Darn it. Oh, that looked like you're dancing the divas who will be dancing coming up this Saturday.
In the Hayden Days Parade.
Yeah. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's fantastic. Let's see. Announcement.
Well, not this Saturday. It's the next Saturday.
Today's the 21st.
So it's not tomorrow.
It's the 29th.
Yeah.
A week from tomorrow.
Right.
Is Hayden Days and the Divas will be up there. And so give a shout out to Shelley and try not to kick me. announcements in the future. We have International Albarino Day on the 1st of August. The whole week is Albarino Week from the 1st to the 5th. National White Wine Day is on the 4th when we're going to be sitting down with Charlie Hoppus. International Prosecco Day is the 13th. We are going to sneak that in with Ashley Trout of Brook and Bull. We're going to have a Prosecco to start off that episode.
Oh.
That will be.
Are you going to send her some?
No, she's coming here with us. She's sitting down with us.
I forgot.
Yeah, we're going to be at the Business Zone and recording that. Alexa, stop. Thank you. So that means we're running out of time, so we have
here we
to
go.
Hurry. Go.
National Pinot Noir Day on the 18th of August.
Yay.
And as well as Charlie with Fidelitas.
Fidelitas.
Ashley with Brook and Bull and Shay with Frechette coming up as guests in August.
Yep. And we have next week, Jeff Spurbeck with Seven Cellars. Thank you again to today's sponsors, Studio 107, Revora, and Eternal Wines. And with a little bit of knowledge, wine becomes a lot less overwhelming. Go get some cheese, go get some Shiraz, and have a great weekend.
If you're looking for the best kept secret for delicious wines and views, you owe it to yourself to check out Revora. Revora is an Idaho estate winery producing some of the best estate wines Idaho has to offer. The Revora Tasting Room provides a perfect setting for enjoying their wines while soaking in the surrounding natural beauty of their estate vineyard. And Revora has just opened a tasting room in Coeur d'Alene with live music most every Friday night. Visit revora.com for more information or simply call 208-276-3245 in Julietta or their new tasting room in Coeur d'Alene at 208-667-1019.
Sommelier, wine enthusiast, and winemaker Brad Binko is all about producing some of the best Syrah in Washington State. And that he has. If you are a Rhone Ranger or just really love Syrah, you owe it to yourself to enjoy the single vineyard wines of Eternal Wine, or check out the single AVA Drink Washington State wines, which is the larger of the two labels, or try both. Visit eternalwine.com for more information or simply call 509-240-6258. Eternal Wine. Drink wine. Be happy. Looking for a place that you can enjoy a quiet conversation over a glass of wine from an amazing wine list without breaking the bank? Studio 107 is the place for you. At Studio 107, we have a new selection of wines chosen each week for tasting by the flight or by the glass, as well as a unique collection of bottles from wineries around the world. For our beer-loving friends, we offer a terrific selection of microbrews too. At Studio 107, your downtown Coeur d'Alene wine bar and gallery, we believe small towns still deserve great wines. Visit Studio107CD8.com for more information. Thank you for spending part of your day to wind down with Shelley and Phil. Remember, you can listen to any episode of the Wine Time Fridays podcast by visiting WineTimeFridays.com or wherever you get your podcasts. And join us on our Wine Time Fridays Facebook page, Instagram, YouTube channel, or on Twitter, which is @VintageTweets, for daily conversation. Until next week, here's our toast to you. To health, wealth, abundance, gratitude, peace on earth, and of course, romance.